Foley.
It's Ray Foley.
What are you doing? Good day, welcome on in. It's Monday. God help us. It's the 2nd of October. October already. It's very chilly, isn't it?
Isn't it? It's gone cold.
And dark in the mornings.
Pretty dark.
It was very dark. Last week we were on breakfast, so it was pitch black. We were getting up in the middle of the night. But then in that 1 week, my alarm generally goes off about 20 past seven so I can get the kids to school. And it was dark this morning at 20 past seven.
Don't you hate to see a dope on the roads? Assuming it's still summer. With the lights not on at 6 a.m.
Oh, ridiculous. Yeah. I'm usually a dope on the roads.
Yeah,
But I do, at the very least, turn on the lights. How was your Sunday? Did you have a nice Sunday? Did you have a nice relaxing Sunday?
I did. I might have had a long weekend.
I don't care.
Cool.
This is a lovely poem about Sundays. You ready?
Yeah.
This is for those of us suffering a Monday, a difficult Monday. This harkens back to your Sunday. Yesterday was Sunday. This is a lovely poem about Sundays. Have a listen and do enjoy.
Sundays. Sleeping in late and texting a mate.
Sit down wheeze
and cups of teas.
Farmers markets
and hoovering the carpets.
Washing your tops
and doing the big shop.
Deciding what to wear
and conditioning your hair.
Sunday roasts
and Instagram posts.
And when all that's done at the end of the day, you climb into bed and you hit the hay.
But you can't sleep because you're filled with dread. Riddled with anxiety about the week ahead.
Shapeshifters. Alola's theme. Today FM. Playing the music you love. A very good afternoon to you. Welcome on in.
Hello, Ray's my name. There's JP.
Hi.
Great songs all afternoon. It's a bit dark in here, is it? It's a bit dark. Is it just that it's October? It's gotten dark all of a sudden.
I think some of the lights might be off.
Would those lights usually be on, those ones?
I would say so, yeah.
Why you just turn the lights on? For God's sake, you're mucking around with the computer monitor over here.
Do you want me to turn the lights on?
Messing
right?
That microphone around.
Hey, Ray, would you like me to turn on your
lights? It doesn't even bother us ours turning the lights on. Hey, seriously. I don't even know why I bother. Welcome to Monday. Welcome to our little show. Soft launch day 320.
Yep.
Good stuff. If you want to join us on the roll call, it's 0874-100-102. If you remember how the show goes, well, that makes one of us. I've only gone for a week and I've forgotten how the show goes. Voice notes, 0874-100-102. And we were on last week for Ian Dempsey. Honestly, I spent most of last week while we were on for Ian, literally on the radio going, how does he do it? After 25 years, how the hell does he do it? And JP was saying things that were like really unnecessary and defamatory, actually, really.
On the nose, near the knuckle.
Oh, it was a bit close to the bone.
We're just throwing stuff out there. I don't know how he does it.
I know how he does it.
I was speculating.
I asked the man.
Did you?
I said, how do you do it? Mm-hmm. We were on a night out. It was the day, actually, of the 25th anniversary of Ian Dempsey joining. And there was a night out. It happened to be my birthday as well, but the night out was for Ian. It had nothing to do with the fact that it was my birthday.
Yours was the lesser celebration.
Oh, there was no celebration.
Yeah.
I mean, there was definitely a, oh, really? Mm. On the night when I was telling people, this is my birthday. Oh, what? Oh, well.
Is this story about Ian's secret or your birthday?
I'll tell you the secret
that was
missed. If you'd like to,
if we get there,
if you'd like to go on the lights there, JP, I'll tell the story.
Oh, is it too dark for you to tell the story a bit quicker?
So I said to him, how do you do it? I said, Ian, congratulations, 25 years, an incredible innings, still going strong, top of your game. How do you do it, though? It's awful early in the morning. How do you do it? He said, I nap. I go for a nap. And I suppose his kids are grown. He's got older kids now. But he's able to go for a nap to catch up sleep-wise. Because, honest to God, you're wrecked. First couple of days, it's grand because there's the novelty factor. And I'm only talking about the 5 days wait to do. But then after that, then the sleep, sort of lack of sleep starts catching up with you. And you're not able, like, you're not as sharp. You're groggy. You're trying to. It's just lack of sleep. He says, I go for a nap. I take an hour in the afternoons and it sorts me right out. I'm able to live my life and I'm still sharp as a tack every morning. And I went, do you know what, Dempsey? Do you know what, Dempsey, you old sod? Dempsey, I said, punching him in the arm. Dempsey, oh, come here, putting him under me arm, and...
How many drinks have you had?
Tussling his head. Ah, Dempsey, you old guest!
Massively passive-aggressive.
He said, that makes a world of sense, Dempsey. Dempsey, steady, don't go, you great crack! Ian said, Ian with his wife.
Yeah.
By the arm, come on, we're going. I hate it when he gets
things
like this.
Things have turned sour here. The mood's got nasty.
Ah, Dempsey! Dempsey, I'm a big fan. Selfie, Dempsey, come on. So I took him, I took his advice. After doing a week of his show, of the Ian Dempsey show last week, I went home after the show on Friday morning. Didn't hang around for it. It was like the week was done. Job done, done and dusted. Got in the car, went home on Friday after the show. And I went for the house to myself. Was bliss.
Lovely.
Nobody at home. Kids gone to school, wife and work. And I had the house to myself. And I got into the lab. It must have been about 10:30 in the morning. Getting into the bed for a nap. I thought, this will be brilliant now. This will set me up now for the weekend. Lovely. So got into the lab. Closed the blinds. Lovely and dark in the room. And I'm lying there in the bed. I'm just being, you know that feeling of like, oh, I'm really going to get a good nap here. This is going to be lovely. Oh, this is going to be gorgeous. And just as I'm beginning to think, oh, this is great. Really getting cozy and cuddly. Getting cuddly with myself, I was, JP.
Lovely.
I heard, oh, I can't do it. Like,
go again.
I mean, what the hell is that? Do you want to have a guess at what it was?
Was it your fire alarm and the battery was running low?
It was a smoke alarm somewhere in the bloody house.
I hate that sound.
It was a smoke alarm in the house. Now, we've got a smoke alarm in every room in the house. So I needed to go out on the landing in my boxers at 20 to 11 on Friday morning, standing out in the landing, waiting for the next one to go. And I'm prone. I'm like Spider-Man waiting for my spidey sense to go off. Waiting for it to tingle. Where did it come from?
Left side, right side. Which
was
that?
Is it downstairs? Is it in the kitchen? Is it in the living room? Where is it? I'm standing there waiting. And by the way, the gaps between them is insanely long. It's not like it's every 5 seconds or anything. You could be waiting up to 5 minutes for the next one to go off.
I would have thought you would have stayed in bed for a full hour. Fully aware that was happening, but too lazy
but
to get out of bed.
But you wouldn't have slept.
Yeah, well, I know.
Just waiting for the next one to go.
So what happened, Ray?
Eventually, after a good half hour, I zeroed in on the offending smoke alarm. Our smoke alarms, this is something I didn't know before. Our smoke alarm is wired. Like it's wired in, but I think that the battery is like a failsafe. I don't understand it. I did not know this. This is the first of the smoke alarm batteries to go since we moved into the house 10 years ago. It goes again. So I took the battery out of it. I thought, that's settled.
Oh, no.
I got back into the bed again. And how does it keep going with the battery gone? The battery's taken out of it. I've actually removed the smoke alarm from the casing, taking it off, even though it's wired, I've taken it out. It's no longer connected to the wires.
That's not safe, right?
There's no battery in it, and there are now dangling wires in the ceiling of the spare bedroom. I'm like, ah, for it's just ridiculous. Real name, no gimmicks.
Two trailer park girls go around the outside.
All right, darlings, we'll do the roll call after Eminem. This is Without Me. You're on Today FM.
Two trailer park girls
just
go
random,
round the
is
outside.
Yeah,
it's entirely random.
Okay,
yeah.
Random. Guess who's back? It's me.
Guess who's back? Back.
Picture this and things are different. You're on Today FM. Play the music you love. Good afternoon.
You went a bit Tom Dunn there.
What did you want to do, Today FM? Great sound of Picture This there. 101.2, it's FM. Hang on one second, let's do it right. If we're going to do Tom Dorsey.
Can
Dorothy.
You mention the Hot Press?
What?
Just mention Hot Press or something like that, the latest edition of Hot Press or something.
Wait, does he mention Hot Press or
something? You know, he said it was music.
101.2, it's FM. Picture This, things are different. I suppose things, they sure are. It's my day. In a band myself, something happens. Well, it did happen, and
it continues to happen.
It still happens, yeah, still happens, still gigging around the country. Check out local listings
in Hot Press.
You check out the listings. Enough. All right, boy. Roger O'Connell.
Yes, please.
Ray's my name. There's JP. Hello, the Ray Foley Show back in the hot seat. Ray Ronan from Castleknock in Dublin here. Hello, Ronan. It's wired so it draws power from the mains. The batteries are back up in case the power fails. And then run on the battery until the power returns. Now that explains it with the smoke alarms. I suppose a very safe situation I'm in. It beeps to alert you that the battery's dead and needs changing. Love the show. Hey, from Ronan. Ronan, are you my alarm guy? My alarm guy's name is Ronan. Lovely fella. I'm just having flashbacks. That happened to us one night. This is the smoke alarm chirping. It makes this sort of beep. But the thing is, when you've got a smoke alarm in every room in the house, as we do, it's part of the house, by the way. I didn't put them up. They were there already, like. They're in every single room. They're on each landing and in each bedroom and spare room. And they're not in the bathrooms. So you're not going to have a fire in the bathroom, are you?
Unlikely.
Living room and kitchen, they all have a smoke alarm in them. So then there's me prone as the alarm's chirping on Friday morning. At the house myself, really looking forward to an Ian Dempsey style nap, cheeky nap. And next thing, the chirping starts. I'm like, I'm not going to sleep if this is happening. Standing there in my boxers, belly hanging out.
Oh, God.
Gut.
Yeah, gut, yeah.
Gut just hanging like there.
Butcher shop window, yeah.
It's horrific. Waiting. Prone like this, like a cat.
Arms spread eagles.
Ready to pounce.
Legs akimbo.
Just waiting for the chirp to go. Just having flashbacks. That happened to us one night. Took out the battery, back to bed, kept beeping. This was what happened. Will I tell you what the full story of what happened? I took it out, took the battery out, disconnected it from the wire, so it's completely no longer connected to any power whatsoever. Mm. I go back to bed. And I literally make the noise. Chirp goes again. And how can that be? It must have its own internal backup, like a failsafe, as well as the battery has a failsafe. It has its own internal battery that has some sort of a charge on it as well.
It's almost like people think it's a better idea to be safe.
I'm not having that. Absolutely ridiculous.
I've had that same scenario. And I've done that. I've taken the battery out. It's continued to chirp.
Yeah.
And I end up stuffing a tea towel into the alarm itself just to muffle it. Because I ended up needing to get an electrician out.
Throw it out the window. Or move house. That's what I'm honestly, I've got the for sale sign at the front of the house now.
Yeah.
Just, there's no going back.
Yeah.
So in the end, right, in my boxers, we're looking at like 45 minutes of this nonsense now, trying to work out which alarm it was. What's wrong with it? Go back to bed. Disconnect all the power. I'll sort with that. Deal with that later. Go back to bed again. Next thing, it starts chirping. It's still chirping. I get out of bed again.
In your boxers.
Still in the boxers, yeah. No, I'm naked by this stage. I'm taking off an item of clothing for every 15 minutes.
Your blood's up. You're too hot.
Ah, that's it. I'm roasting. Yeah. No, I'm still in the boxers.
And guys, he's still in the boxers.
I'm still in my boxers. And I go and I find a 9-volt battery, which, by the way, they're not to hand, guys. We don't have a ready-made supply, ready-to-go of 9-volt batteries for just apropos of nothing, just in case. You gotta go digging for one of them bad boys. So, I found a 9-volt battery and I put it into the smoke alarm. Then, as with everything that happens in my life, I need to ring my wife and give out about it.
Because it's her fault. Somehow.
No, not that it's her fault, but it's like I'm just giving out about it. It's like, you won't believe what's ever after happened. I went for a nap, and next thing I had to go and find a bloody 9-volt battery. I had to take it out of the remote control at the back of the remote. I had to take it out of the back of the remote control and put it in the smoke alarm. Ridiculous. Just ridiculous. That's the way I talk when I'm giving out to her. And put the battery in, reconnected it to the mains, to the wired supply, screw it back in again, get back into bed. In the bed, given out to my wife, she says, oh, that's awful, love. I'll see you when I get home. Oh, bye. Hang up the phone. And it goes again. It chirps again. So by that point, I just gave up on it. Or I just fell asleep and was no longer paying attention. But it hasn't made any noise since. I think that was maybe like the after effects of already chirping. I don't know. It stopped after that because I wasn't getting up. Haha, just having flashbacks. That happened to us one night. Took out the battery, back to bed, kept beeping. Took it completely off the ceiling. And I said, I will deal with it in the morning. Went back to bed, still beeping. Ended up putting it outside in a lunchbox for the rest of the night. This whole process took half an hour. It's a form of torture from D. Lisa says, for the smoke alarms, we had the same problem. Battery was gone in the one in the attic. In the attic? You've got a smoke alarm in your... So you have to go up to the attic to take the battery out in the middle of the night. Replaced it and it all sorted. You'll have to check them all now or it's going to keep happening. From Lisa. Lisa, I swear to God, I've got about 15 of them. I have to go and buy bulk 9-volt batteries because we don't have any more. Larry says, on show, lads. Delighted you're back and on show as well. From Larry, love the show. Hey, cheers, Larry. And Calvin sent us a voice note as well. 0874-100-102. Calvin?
Well, Ray.
Well, Calvin.
You're not alone, man.
Really?
Had the same scenario before myself.
Ridiculous carry on, isn't it?
Wrecked tired. Going to the bed.
Yeah. I was going more for... Same deal, though.
Took out the battery.
Yeah.
Got back into the bed.
Yeah, perfect.
So I ended up pulling it off the wall.
Yeah.
Now there's cables hanging off the ceiling. But there's no more...
Yeah. You solved the problem.
Not in this bad, man. Love the show.
Hey!
Other than the Ray Foley.
Miley Cyrus and Used to Be Young. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good morning. Good morning. Good afternoon, rather. It's the same morning because I was reading last week. Hello, Ray's here. JP's over there.
How are you?
And today in Dublin, we've got a whole bunch of brand spanking new Irish. It's great, isn't it? Look at them. They're fresh out of the box. Smell that. What's that?
That's a new Irish smell.
That smells... Oh, I love the smell of new Irish. Yeah. This is the citizenship conferring ceremonies. Which were happening in Dublin today. Thousands, hundreds and hundreds anyway, of new Irish...
Lovely. It's one of my favourite smells. It's like cut grass.
Do you want to call one of the new Irish?
Let's do that.
Let's call one of the brand new Irish. Ceremonies were today. Bacola says that she's on the Lewis and she might not be able to answer the phone. This is the Lewis, the tram. And there's nothing more Irish than not being able to answer
That's
the phone.
True.
Because
yeah.
You're on the tram. I'm piping it through on line two, and Jesus, nothing's happening there.
Oh,
let's not be doing that.
Let's try again. Let's try line two. For sure.
And you were just saying it's the most typical.
It's ringing.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. Is that Bacola?
Yeah, this is Bacola. Good afternoon.
Hello, Bacola. It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM, and I'm just ringing to wish you congratulations.
Oh, well done.
Thank you.
We were saying, well, the Irish citizenship ceremony was what time was it on? Was it this morning, or what time did you have it at?
No, I have mine at 1:00.
Oh, you're on. So you had yours at 1:00, right? So you're on your way home now, are you?
Yes.
Gotcha.
I'm not home yet. I'm still on my way, but it's okay. I can stay there.
You can chat. Fine. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's all good.
Yeah.
So tell us, how many people were at your ceremony? Were there hundreds of people there?
Thousands.
Thousands? Wow. it was in the convention centre, was it?
Yeah, at the convention centre in Dublin. Yeah.
Okay, so a huge event. Who was responsible? Was the president there or was the TIA? Who was there in terms of the Irish government or the representation from Ireland?
No, the Minister of Justice was there.
Right, so Helen McEntee, is it?
Yes.
Right. And what did she say? She was like, welcome aboard. Lots of love.
Yeah. Her words was very, very, very pleasant to the soul. They were awesome words that she gave to us.
Right.
Like it was welcoming. Yeah, it was welcoming to receive those words to her, to as a new Irish citizen. Yes.
Yeah, we're just saying you smell lovely. You smell fresh out of the box. You're a brand new Irish. Where did you come from originally, Bacola?
I'm from Nigeria.
Okay.
I'm from Nigeria. And yes.
How long have you been here?
I've been here in Ireland for the past 9 years.
Wow. Okay, 9 years.
Yeah.
So
you
for nine years is plenty of time. You're one of us then. So you're singing new up the rat, and you're giving out about the Late Show, not paying the TV license and all of those things. And I suppose the complaining about the weather as well is one of our national pastimes. Are you any good at that?
No, I don't have any complaint about the weather. You know, where you come from, a country,
yeah,
to another new place, you have to adjust. You have to try to adjust to the system of the country. You have to adjust to the weather. You have to adjust to the accent of people as well. You understand? Take me time, but I'm happy I'm there now.
Right. Well, you're certainly acclimatized to our... Well, we've got a lot of acclimatizing to do in terms of our weather. Particularly the last couple of days, it's definitely gotten cold, the old winter coming in.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you there by yourself for the ceremony, or did you have anyone with you?
I have my lovely husband, my wonderful husband with me.
You have a lovely husband. Well, that, you know what? Fair play.
Lucky. Yeah. That's lucky.
You're lucky. Yeah. What's his name?
Elvis Apos is his name. All he's right. A wonderful man. Yeah.
And is he with you on the train at the tram at the moment?
Yes, he is. Do you want me to put him through?
No, not at all. No, no. This is all about you, Bill. This is all about you.
So, I want to put him on the hot seat.
Yeah, exactly. I want to put him live on air. So, are you having any more celebrations? Are you doing anything nice for this as a result of the ceremony?
Yeah, when I get home, I'm going to celebrate with my husband and my kids.
Lovely. What are your kids' names? Yes.
What is it?
What are your kids' names?
My kids' names?
Yeah.
Kike and Ovi Apos.
How old are they?
7 years and 8 years.
Oh, you've got your hands full then.
Yeah, Irish twins, yes. Yeah. Handful.
Oh,
yes.
Well, that's
and
good.
I have my lovely stepkids as well. They are awesome, Teddy and Clayton Apos. I say a very big thank you to them. And also their mom as well, Trisha Apos. I say a very big thank you to her.
Fantastic. Well, listen, have you got a... What happens? Did they give you a passport or?
Not yet. We are expecting a certificate on the post. And it's moment from now.
Okay, so it's on the way. Well, listen, enjoy. Travel safe. Enjoy
thank
the rest of the
so
evening
much.
With your family and welcome
thank
aboard.
You, so
you smell
thank
gorgeous,
you.
Babe.
Thank
you smell
you.
A fresh Irish smell.
Ray Foley.
Love that smell.
With
yeah.
Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
Poor woman, she's got a tough enough day today, a big day, and she's on the tram on the way home getting nonsense from us down the phone. Right, stay on Today FM, I'll play Mabel for you next.
The Levan and Rush, this is Today FM, play the music you love. Play the music you love, it's Ray Foley in the afternoon.
We were talking to Bukola a couple of minutes ago, originally from Nigeria. And it was so good to talk to her, actually. She's brand new Irish. She's just been confirmed this afternoon. Are conferred with Irish citizenship. Oh, smell that new Irish.
She didn't mind us sniffing her.
Fresh out of the box. She's on her way home now for bacon and cabbage and a pint of Guinness. Sean texts, he says, with the amount of moaning the Irish person does about the country, isn't it nice to hear someone excited to be here? From Sean. Sean, I won't have you giving out about our moaning is also a national pastime. I'm not going to have you take that away from us. Give over. Right, your cash machine total, one last reminder, €70,285.02. That's 70285.02.
Ray Foley.
Making the call in just a couple of minutes. Niall Horan and Slow Hands, this is Today FM, playing the music you love. Red Foley in the afternoons. Cash call coming up. Stick around for that. With over €70,000 on the line this afternoon. Make sure you answer the phone, would you, for the life? Seriously. Does it take me coming back on air to come back in the afternoons to remind you to answer the bloody phone? For the love of Mike, see, rolling over since last Monday. Absolutely ridiculous. Ridiculous. I'm very excited today. I'm like a giddy goat. I'm like a giddy goaty goose. I'm a giddy goose. So I am.
What's got you so excited, right?
Gráinne Shoig is coming in today.
Get out of town.
Gráinne, the
Get
GS,
out.
The Queen, the Ice Queen.
The G Show.
Is coming into the studio today. I'm so excited. I've always loved Gráinne. And since we came back to Today FM. Actually, she was one of the first people that messaged when, about the news when... Oh, do I have the voice? No, I can't play it because she swears on it. No.
She's very sweary.
She sent a lovely voice note with a big, long swear in it when she heard we were coming back to Today FM. And I said, well, you have to be one of our first guests. And now, nearly 2 years later, she's finally come in. Now that she's got something to plug, she's got to come in.
Yeah.
And something I used to always do in the old days when Grainne would come in and visit.
I can see Grainne through the window of the studio and she's already shaking her head.
Something we used to always do in the old days was because she's the ice queen. Right, there she is.
What does that hand movement mean, Grainne?
She's giving me a dirty look through the glass. I used to always play the Darth Vader music when she was coming into the room. And I'd introduce her as the ice queen. Do you want to bring her in?
I'll bring her.
You can hear the heavy breathing. As the doors open, as the sliding doors part. And the dry ice billows into the studio, ladies and gentlemen. Get over there to the microphone, we can't hear you. Don't mind the door. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the one, the only, the beauty, the queen, the ice queen herself. Oh, it's gotten so cold in here all of a sudden.
It's fierce cold.
It's Grainne Shaw again. Good to see you. How are you?
Yeah. One of the production team out in the main room there just said, why is he such a shit?
Yeah, well, do you know what? Because that's how he makes his money. Because they keep putting the money into his account at the end of the month.
Grainne, you alive? Please don't swear.
Sorry for the swearing, but you just can't control her. How are you? Lovely to see you.
Great to see you.
The last time we saw each other, Grainne was on my couch.
Yes.
Hello.
And we were watching television together.
We were. It was cozy.
On so-called celebrity Gogglebox. well, in fairness, you were the celebrity, and I was just a filler.
I would just stop. And you have a lovely doggy that nearly came home with me that night.
This was Fred. Yeah, Grainne met Fred, and Fred, my dog, was easily the star of the show on Celebrity Gogglebox last week.
Fab.
Did you watch any of it?
I did. I watched it all.
Did you watch it on the night, or did you watch?
I watched it live on the night.
Could you not? No, I was up the walls.
I'm going to give him a compliment now, and
Here we go. Go on. Let me record it. Actually, wait a second. Hang on. Hold on now.
Yeah.
Pull the jets.
Line it up
in your own time.
You were great, Ray.
That's perfect. 1 second in.
I do.
1 second. Mitch needs a bit of production on this. And I can play that back now anytime I like.
You were great, Ray.
It's going to be my ringtone.
You were great, Ray. You were great, Ray.
Grainne, how was I?
You were great, Ray. You were great, Ray.
And that's the show, eh? Grainne Shaw, thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for seeing
you.
Yeah,
you can check out Grainne throughout tonight, Virgin Media Saturday. Bye-bye.
You were great, Ray.
Yeah, I couldn't watch it. One of the funny things, actually, about doing Celebrity Gogglebox was that you were going to be coming to my house to watch the telly.
Yes.
And the terror of having outsiders come in that you have to clean everywhere. The downstairs toilet has never been as clean as it was.
The place smelled like a public swimming pool. It was bleach and chlorine everywhere.
It was insane. Right. Yeah. I had to get the Karcher power washer out and blast everywhere.
For the dog and the kids.
Oh, it was unbelievable. The amount of,
and everybody else was shipped off.
They had to go elsewhere. I was like, I'm not having Grainne Shaw to meet any of you people.
Were you impressed by his setup?
It's actually a gorgeous house.
Yeah.
My wife bought a pink couch not so long ago. A
fabulous pink couch.
Yeah. And
well done, Kate. Gorgeous taste.
Yeah. Kate, there's the good room and then there's the
other rooms.
There's every other room in the house. I had to ask Grainne to put on a blindfold while I brought her to the good room. Because every place else has absolutely fallen down around us.
Not true.
But yeah, it was a lovely experience. It was nice. It was a nice way, a different way to sort of catch up. To be in this weird sort of scenario of like, right, watch this now and react.
Yes.
How did you feel?
At the time, it's weird because obviously you've never done it before. So and then you forget the camera's there and you're just doing your thing. It is that weird concept of watching people watch TV.
Yeah.
But I have to say, you were great, Ray.
It was good. I felt once we got into it like that, it was fine. But beforehand, I was quite nervous and quite like, how do people come up with what they're going to say?
Yeah.
But then you just react. And there was loads of good bits of 25 years of TV3. That would have made you 11 when you started newsreading on TV3.
Seven and a half. Several labour laws were broken at the time, but I was precocious.
It was a different time.
It was a different time. It was before I made my communion. You could work. You could go down the mines at that stage.
She was the equivalent of going down the mines is reading the news of that in Cantwell. The journalistic equivalent of going down the mines.
The face on JP.
What? Jeez. I'm a big fan of Alan Cantwell.
Right? So am I.
We're all big fans of Alan.
Gorgeous, honeyed tones.
He was an amazing voice, and he was in the clips that we were watching of your first day.
Was he gorgeous?
He was a stud.
He really was.
Not to say he isn't still a stud,
but he looked fab.
How about Bertie Ahern though?
Oh, the Bertie Ahern
clip. He went for you, didn't he?
I was asking you about that.
I'd forgotten it myself.
Yeah. Did they show us that?
They did.
Right. Okay. I was in a world of my own. I was so nervous. That was only at the beginning of when we were watching it.
Yeah.
But Bertie was quite sharp with you.
Yeah, but great.
On the first day. It was great television.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you weren't having any of it.
No, and I think I was only about like 24 years old at the time.
You didn't flinch. That was what was impressive, because watching it, I couldn't remember it. So I was seeing it back in Gogglebox.
Yeah.
And just watching the way he just zeroed in and tried to cut the knees from under you, and you just didn't flinch. It was impressive.
2 years and Tina G will do that to you. What are you going to play now, you divil?
Nothing, no, same thing as always.
You were great, Ray.
That's all, yeah. I should do one for you. You were great, Grania. Your first day.
Why does your one sound, yeah, okay.
Come here, I was Sheila Shoig again.
Sheila Shoig is flying it.
When you said we were asking for her, tell her to come in someday.
Well, of course, well, she'll come in when she has something to...
When she's like, got something to plug.
She's
a typical Shoig, when she's got something to plug. She won't come
that
in for 2 weeks.
That is so untrue.
We're here 2 years and she won't come in. I ask her every 5 minutes to come in, she won't come in.
You literally asked me and I wasn't around any time.
Yeah. Not around. She's out on TV3 every night of the week. Every night of the summer I saw you doing the 6 o'clock show and you won't bother your arse coming in here.
Practically another county, as you know.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Here's another thing as well, I'll tell you. Another
stop.
Thing.
No,
it's all coming out
names today.
It's all coming out now. The minute I quit the 6 o'clock show, the minute I'm gone out the door, that's when Grania will start presenting it. She won't do it with me. No, she won't. She waits for me to walk me out the door and she's like, right, now I'll do it. Once Greg O'Shea is in situ, I'll present with Greg, but I won't present with Ray. Absolutely shocking. The feeling of contempt. I felt betrayed, didn't I, JP?
Yeah.
I was crying.
He did,
I was telling JP betrayed by doing the show. And every night I flick on, it's like, there she is again. Does that Karen Costa do an ounce of work at all? She's never there.
Bronya's now sitting there thinking of all the other things she could have done today that needed doing, and yet she's here.
She's only here to plug Grawr on Throttle. We haven't mentioned that yet.
Yes.
You know, we're going to make her wait for that one.
Yeah, get on with it.
How's the hubby?
Sure, he's mighty. He's listening. How are you, Leon?
How are you, Leon? I love her, really. This is all love. This is all from a place of love. I do. He knows I love you, doesn't he? How is he with that? Is he okay with me loving
you? I'm not sure how he is with that.
I went through my old my folder of all my old stuff, right?
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. So aside from the Darth Vader stuff, right? Aside from that, the Ice Queen stuff. I have a folder of GS, it's called, just GS, and it's all Grania Shoig, right?
Yeah, that's what I used to be on Leon's phone, actually, as well. Before it became public that we were dating, I was in as GS.
Right, well, you're here on my folder as GS. So
there
you are. I've got GS001. Do you want to hear it?
Oh, dear.
Have a listen.
You once, twice.
That's nice.
I've got loads of these.
Three times a lady.
I've got GS02. This is all very complimentary, isn't it?
Why didn't you play those when I was walking in?
Oh, because we've got a kind of a love-hate relationship. You love me and I hate you.
Because loving you is easy, because you're beautiful.
I've got loads of these. My Galway girl.
I've never seen nothing like a Galway girl.
These are a big tick. They're all a big tick.
It's all love, Leon. He's South African, isn't he?
Yes, yes.
We're just about talking to each other
again.
I was going to say, following the match last our Saturday week.
We were at it.
Yeah. But you were at the game.
Mm.
How was that?
Incredible.
I can imagine.
The atmosphere was... I said, if they could do that in the Aviva during the Six Nations, it was just incredible. It really, really was. It was hair standing up on the back of your neck stuff. Really, really was.
And you were, I presume you were together, well, you were together going into the game.
Then he went that way and I went the other when we came out. No, we'd actually done a deal before we went in that whoever won wasn't going to do the dog on it.
Okay.
And kind of mush it in the other one's face.
Right, how did that go?
I think I did very well.
You're very reasonable.
Yes.
Okay, she's good.
I thought so.
Leanne, if you want to share your story.
Yes.
This is a safe space.
1850.
You can send your voice note to us, 0874 100 102. Right, I wanted to, let's do the proper plug. I want
to talk
about Gráinne Ar an Tráinne. This is the dating show. It started last week. Everyone was talking about it last week and there's such a buzz about it. We'll talk about that after this. It's Aha and Take On Me. This is Today FM. It was lovely to chat, Gráinne.
You were great, Ray.
Thank you. Take On Me, Today FM, JP's favourite song. This is Today FM playing the music you love. No.
Is it?
It is. And why wouldn't it be?
It's gorgeous. Gráinne. It's fabulous. And okay. We talked all over it.
Oh, we did. I had the microphones off. Oh, none of that bitching went out. You're grand. You're clear.
I do expect you to go,
Partridge.
Yeah.
Alan Partridge.
Yes.
Yeah. Nah, sure, I don't need that soundbite now because I've got this instead.
You were great, Ray.
That's a good 6 months of the show now, Gráinne.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm on easy street now. I'm giving my account details on the way out.
Don't I have one where... please hold. This is more. I've got so much old stuff from the old show. Hang on, here we go.
Hi, I'm Gráinne Seoge.
Hi, I'm Sheila Seoge.
And you're listening to The Ray Foley Show.
You were meant to do that with me.
Isn't that adorable? Sorry, a little Seoge blooper with the Collinies.
Hi, I'm Gráinne Seoge.
Hi, I'm Sheila Seoge.
And you're listening to The Ray Foley Show.
You were meant to do that with me.
Gráinne, you're always a professional.
Okay, sorry.
Clatter on the back of Sheila's head, God love her.
Cop on to yourself.
Come on, you'd read that right, will you, for God's sake.
We love it. We absolutely love it.
Ah, it's lovely to hear that again. Tell Sheila we love her.
And you absolutely love her.
Well, we love her. We absolutely love her. Right, Gráinne Ar an Tráinne.
Yes.
Give us the basic concept of it. We got the gist of it last week, the first episode. This is on Virgin Media Television. And people are in a rush to go, this is the Irish Love Island.
Yeah, I suppose because it's... That Love Island ran all summer. It is a dating show. It is sort of a reality TV dating show where people are observed in a house type situation. So you can understand why, but obviously it's very Irish and, you know, it has the big, I suppose, element of Gaeilge, the Irish language in it. So people are coupled up in a house based on one of the couple being a fluent or a very good Irish speaker and the other one not having much Irish but having a willingness to learn.
Okay.
So we...
Where's the grog with the love come into it then? They're also a couple, is it?
Well, yeah. We sort of match them up using...
An algorithm?
An algorithm.
Right, okay. Or is it just like,
she looks nice. No, they actually... a lot of time was put into this.
Okay.
So, and then they're matched up and...
By you?
The team.
Did you do this?
The team.
Right, okay. So did you have the Polaroids and...
Yes, we literally had Polaroids. Right, yes, okay. A bit like... what was that?
It was X Factor used to do it.
X Factor used to do that. Yeah, exactly. So, and then, we want to see improvements in the Gaeilge, but also, you can't manufacture spark, but if it is there that grows and... So it's kind of 50-50 Gaeilge agus grá.
Right, and I suppose it gives them something to do as well. Like, rather than shifting the face off each other, whatever it is they're doing, whatever the young gorgeous kids do these days.
Yes.
But like on Love Island, there does seem to be a lot of just hanging around, whereas at least on this, there's something to do.
Yeah, we give them tasks. Like we had a sports day, we had another day where they were building sandcastles on the beach, but they had to be creative. We had another day where we were teaching them Irish dancing. There was something going on all the time. So they had a sort of a task and they were marked on that and then obviously the Gaeilge as well.
Right.
Somebody will go home tonight.
Someone will go home tonight. Are you the VO as well or is there someone else in the VO?
A bit of it, yeah. But then it can go a while nocht.
Sorry, do you speak Irish?
Sometimes.
Do you speak any Irish?
Mm-hmm.
You never mentioned. You kept that under your hat.
People, you're not really cutting them any slack though. You're like quite serious, exactly.
Yeah, but there's
people on social are saying you're quite school mistressy on this.
Oh,
I kind of have
demands.
To be.
Yeah, okay.
I have to be. That's part of the role. And actually, Shiva and James also give them a hard time.
Who?
Shiva and James?
Sorry. No, not having it. What's this business of having 50,000 presenters? Come on. You've got the queen of Irish television presenting here.
They were
here.
Saying when it comes back for season two, they might be looking for another presenter.
Would they now? Well, he has listen, a phone, yeah. I tell you what, I've been to the Girl Talk. I've done the Girl Talk five times.
Yeah, he told me he had a phone. He kept that quiet as well.
I'll be so tough on them. I would be an absolute antichrist. I would be the Ardwashter of agony. What I would be. Bursting in the door, throwing Glantors left, right and centre. I'll bring my own Glantors with me just to chuck at
nice
these kids.
Nice dusty ones.
Yeah, I'll batter them.
With the big thick back on them.
Yeah. And a scatter of whiteboard markers as well. just to chuck at them.
Yes.
And I'll bring my own overhead projector as well. I'll throw that at them as well. Yeah,
fabulous.
Sure. I'll throw everything at them.
Fabulous.
But it sounds like the Gaeltacht. It sounds like the Gaeltacht experience.
Yes, and bunk beds and that kind of thing. Like, we are bringing in those elements, those memories that people have of the Gaeltacht and putting them in. But obviously, you're bringing it forward. These are grown adults, not, you know, young teenagers. So we are leaving them to their own devices. But they do have chores to do. They have tasks to complete. And we are watching them. So.
And then if they're not up to snuff, you're straight in there to crack the whip, show them how it's done, I suppose.
Well, Shiva and James.
And that's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Go in
presenting,
and
yeah.
Sort of, Max Banachy, go in and sort of, they spend more time with them than I do, but I am watching.
Right, so you're watching. So you're watching and judging, I suppose.
Yes.
And you're like, they're doing a terrible job. Someone needs to sort this out.
Yeah, I actually think I'm quite...
Again, I'm talking about the presenters. I'm not talking about the... just. She's just teaching them how to do telly, lads. That's the reason they book Grania. It's like, we can't have these two kids presented a TV show. Get Grania. Come on.
They are fab.
All right, okay.
They're really fab. Right. I loved working with them.
All right, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, tell them
we really enjoyed each other's company.
Right, okay. Well, in fairness, there's a lot to be said for that. Right, JP?
Absolutely, Ray. Yes, absolutely.
I find it interesting that JP is sort of backing away.
Oh, always. JP professionally backs away while I professionally lean in.
Long, happy relationship.
that's the balance in our working life. How many episodes of it? How long is it going to run for?
Five. This is episode two. Someone will go home tonight. So, okay. And it's 10 grand. It's serious money. Like, you
and
can do
relationship
a lot.
And the love of your life. For
yes,
the rest of your life.
And there may be relationships, genuine relationships that came from the show. There may be.
When was it done?
In May, June, when we had the fantastic weather.
Lovely. So we could be, so Grania's hinting that there are at least some couples still together from that experience.
There may be.
There may be. Well, we won't know to the end. Grania, it's a Grow Air on Throw, our Virgin Media Ahain, a Nocht Eganama Neoclug.
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 Gujidach.
Gurumahagat. 9 o'clock tonight, by the way. For those of you that don't speak fluent Irish, that's 9 o'clock tonight, Virgin Media One Television. Grania Shogan, the Ice Queen. Love you, Your Majesty.
You were great, Ray.
Thank you very much.
Ray Foley.
All right, sir, cash machine's on the way. This is Today FM. Good day, it's Ray Foley.
In the afternoon, and another goddamn rollover on the cash. Oh, jeez. Oh, God. Oh, God. I can't breathe.
Yeah, another rollover on the cash machine.
That's five in a row.
It's
now.
Ridiculous. You know, is it any wonder the conspiracy theorists, this conspiracy theory.
Go on, Ray.
People who believe in conspiracy theories are up the walls with their conspiracy theories.
It looks sus. It looks sus, guys. It does.
It's just ridiculous. Tearing up all my rubbish. Just getting rid of all my rubbish. Actually, something I wanted to give a shout out to. Can I give a shout out to Toymaster? Is that allowed?
Is it SpawnCon?
It's not SpawnCon. It's a legitimate... Oh, my God.
Then you can.
And actually, if anyone has any amazing experiences that you'd like us to share, consumer experiences, I suppose, are just generally like, do you know what? Fair play to you. You went above and beyond there. I'm happy to give a platform for that kind of crack. 0874-100-102.
Other toy stores are available.
Yeah, this is not a plug in any way. I didn't get anything free out of them. I was on about a month ago. This is the other thing that happens with kids as well. It's all ahead of you, John Paul. The kids get into something, right? It becomes like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with it. I have to have it. And they have these things. Nerf used to have these like laser guns. They're kind of like a Quasar type of gun or knockoff job.
I think I had them way back in the day.
Like a...
It wasn't a Nerf brand, but I'm talking like 40 years ago.
This is a Nerf branded shooting gun. They're in pairs and you shoot each other with the guns and you've got a certain amount of lives. They're battery operated, okay? Uh-huh. And I went on the Toymaster website. My kid said he was going to use his own money to buy a pair of them, Right?
Well, fair play to your kid.
Matthew, I said, give me that money first. I want to see that money. I want to see that cash first. Revolut me.
Where'd you get that money from?
Give me that money, I said. And I said, I'll put in the order for you on the Toymaster website because they said they had it in stock. This is like a month ago. And I made the order for the two guns. Ordered, done. It'll be out with you wherever in a few days. And they rang me out of the blue within a couple of days and said, how are you? I'm calling from the Toymaster shop in Dublin City Centre. I'm so sorry, we don't have the guns. It said it on the website that we had the stock, but we don't have them. We've looked everywhere, we can't find them. So sorry, we'll have to refund you. I said, well, no problem. Thanks for letting me know. I'll try and find them elsewhere. So I went off about my business. In the end, I found the guns. I found them secondhand. Ended up buying them. And now they haven't picked them up since. In the last 3.5 weeks, they haven't bothered their arse playing with them since
kids,
then.
Kids, huh?
It's absolutely ridiculous. I'm telling you, don't have kids.
Keep the receipts, guys.
Just keep the receipts.
Always keep the receipts. Yeah.
Can I get a gift receipt for this child? I'd give it back if I could. So, this afternoon, walking into work, the phone rings. This is nearly a month later now. Phone rings. I think his name was David from Bamba Toymaster. He said, is that right? I said, it is. He says, are you still looking for them guns? I said, I'm not. He said, because we're just after finding them. And I thought I'd give you a first refusal on them. They showed up, so you can have them if you want.
That is aftercare for you.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Quality, yeah.
I just thought, do you know what? Give them a shout out. Fair play to the masters of toy in Dublin City Centre.
Ray Foley.
Well done, fair, well played.
With Care Plus, not all careers in care are the same. The best starts with a K. Careplus.ie.
And if anyone is looking for a pair of used Nerf shooting laser guns...
And two kids as well.
And two kids, drop me a mess, drop me a DM. Let's see his new song for you next. We've got a giveaway this week. It's not a big secret, you know. You don't need to keep... Like, it's not top secret...
Excuse me?
It's not top secret confidential. Poor people at the Middleton Distillery Experience are fuming with you that you didn't share with me this vital information.
Client relations are at an all-time low.
The Middleton Distillery Experience is the heart and soul of Irish whiskey, home to seven of the world's most well-known Irish whiskies, including Jameson, Redbreast and Middleton Very Rare. The Middleton Distillery Experience has just reopened following a major refurbishment and includes new look whiskey tours, including a cocktail making class. Oh, now you're talking my language. It also features a new shop, bar and cafe. Now you're talking my other language. So all in association with the Middleton Distillery Experience. We've got a behind-the-scenes tour at the Middleton Distillery Experience for you and four friends. You'll have lunch at the Malthouse Cafe and a €500 gift card to spend on experiences, bottles or merchandise. Just as... This is what we're doing, okay? We're distilling.
Mm.
This is going to be great radio. The art of distilling on the air.
Right.
Radio distillation happening before the end of the broadcast this afternoon. Just as Middleton have perfected the art of distillation, we're also... Is distillation the word?
That's a word, yeah.
We're also going to distill some well-known pop cultural references. Your movies. Your TV series.
Your songs.
Your musical songs. We're going to distill them into their purest bite-sized form. And you have to tell us what we're talking about. So we've distilled the essence of these things that you should know.
Taking them right down to their purest, simplest form.
I'll give you one now to qualify and then we'll do the full thing on air, right?
Okay.
We've distilled this down. This is a film.
Okay.
Am I supposed to tell you what it is?
Yeah.
It's a film. The boat sinks. I've distilled it right down. The boat sinks. Text Middleton along with you. Actually, don't. Just text your answer to 0874-100-102.
Ray Foley.
I will try and get you out on the film. This is Today FM. Keane DeCrow in heaven. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon. So the Middleton Whiskey. The Middleton Distillery Experience. They've had a big refurbishment and they're open again. So it's in Middleton, of course, but it's got like seven whiskies as part of the whole experience.
Unusually large response to this competition today. Is it because people
it's
feel
the
like
the only way people can get through this show.
I was just gonna say people are gasping for a drop. Yeah. Right.
Do I get to the brink?
It's ringing.
Who's this? I'm ringing.
This is Mary. That's Kerry, I'd say.
Mary. Hello, Mary.
Hello.
Hello, Mary. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm only all right. Back from a couple of days off of the weekend, and I have to say I'm allergic.
You're allergic.
I've got Mondayitis. A serious dose of Mondayitis.
Quick look at the T's and C's on this one, Ray. Mary, can we confirm you are over 18?
I am.
19.
Congratulations.
Where in Kerry are you? Is it Tralee or are you?
I'm from Tralee, but I'm working in Kearney. I work with hotels and bars and restaurants in Kearney, the O'Donoghue Ring Collection. Everyone come down and visit.
I know you. Yeah, I'm well aware of the O'Donoghue Ring Collection. Do you have like a head office in a hotel or are you based elsewhere?
Yeah, so our office is in the Kearney Plaza.
Oh, gotcha.
So it's right in the midtown, and we're opening up a new place next week called Pig's Lane.
Right.
So that'll be an underground bar. So that'll be pretty cool.
I'm a pig. People have called me a pig many times. Grania Shoig was here an hour ago. She calls me a pig every 5 minutes.
Fair enough, yeah.
Yeah.
No comment.
Good luck. Good luck as well. Until you've won the prize, anyway. Yeah, fair enough. Well, hi to everyone in work. Anyone else you'd like to give a shout out to before we get into it?
Everyone that's feeling having a tough day on a Monday, yeah. I suppose.
It's very difficult, isn't it? Oh my God, it's so hard.
Neve and Colette in the office, I just ran out because I was like, I can't take the call, I'd get too embarrassed.
Ran out or they ran out?
I ran out.
All right, fair enough, yeah, Grant. I thought you were rushing them out of their own office. Come here, get out.
No.
I'm doing a quiz on the radio now.
Absolutely not.
Right, fair enough. So hi to the ladies in the office as well. Is it just particularly bad today, I think, because it's October and it's a bit colder?
I love this time of the year.
I generally do as well.
Cozy nights.
Yeah.
The leaves changing.
Mary, we went shopping for Halloween decorations on Saturday.
Not Ray and I, him and his family.
Me and my family went for shopping. Shopping.
Jesus Christ.
What, did you pick up anything?
We got a clown, a skeleton clown that hangs off the front door.
Oh, yeah?
And we got two plastic tombstones that'll be they'll be stuck in the ground out the front. And we got some bloody handprints that'll be put on the... Like, they're stickers. They'll be on the front door. And we got a couple of skeletons that are going to... They're going to look like... They're stickers that go on the front window. And they're going to look like they're peeking out the window. On Halloween.
Okay.
This is good stuff. Guys.
What?
This is good stuff.
She asked.
Yeah.
She asked.
I might cut that bit for social, actually, right? I'll get on to the guys outside and cut it for social.
They're going to put that up on the video, Mary.
Lots of clicks.
On the Instagram. Yeah.
Oh, it'll go viral, no doubt. Viral.
They love that. They love
clicks. You don't have work today, by any chance, Mary. You have nothing else to do.
You have to go back to the guys.
No, Grant. Yeah, fine.
No.
Is there a quiz element to this?
There is.
Okay.
Mary, do you want to do a quiz bit?
I was listening really intently because I was like, is this part of the quiz? Like,
no, you just asked me what I bought for Halloween.
Yeah, but I was like, am I panicking kind of?
Never ask questions.
No. The quiz bit hasn't started yet.
Okay, that's fine. I can just zone out for another second.
We can go now, though, if you like. You're right.
I'm only messing. Go for it.
Come on.
To be honest with you, the zoning out is the safest thing to do, isn't it?
It's been my bread and butter for the last 20 years, the zoning out. If people just, as long as they leave Today FM on and just zone out, then before you know it, Matt's on. They're going to put that on my tombstone, you know. It's not a plastic tombstone.
Matt's up next.
and before you knew it, Matt was on. All right, Mary, what we're doing is, because all with thanks to the Middleton Distillery experience, we're distilling down stuff you should know from popular culture. I said it was a film, The Boat Sank. What was it?
Titanic.
It was Titanic. Well done.
Good start.
That's your qualifier done. So give me these three and I'll give you a behind-the-scenes tour at Middleton Distillery experience for you and four friends, lunch at the new Malthouse Cafe, and a €500 gift card to spend on experiences, bottles, or merchandise, all of the fabulous Middleton Distillery experience.
Yeah, I know, right?
That would be lovely.
Mary, your first one is a TV show. I think these are too easy. I'm going to make them harder.
If I get them wrong, now I'll die.
That'll be good radio, though.
I would, yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Six young New Yorkers, how did they make their money?
Friends?
It's friends, yeah.
Yeah, I went off-road with that clue.
I had six New Yorkers practically live in a coffee shop.
That's fair.
That's dead easy. Right, I'm going again. Ah, this is too easy as well. A Roman hacks and slashes his way back to his family. It's a movie.
Gladiator.
Yeah.
Okay, you're on fire, Mary.
Too easy. Too easy.
Two out of three.
And the last one's a song. You ready?
Yeah.
Irish rock star misplaces item.
It's a song title.
Dermot Kennedy Lost.
Oh, that's you got it wrong. Oh, you suck.
Oh. That's amazing.
It's not.
It's not what we have on the piece of paper, but it works.
Okay, so hang on. Geriatric Irish rock star misplaces item.
And he has yet
to recover it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Oh, my gosh, you did it.
Wow.
That's it.
Is that the right one?
That is it, yeah.
Okay.
Geriatric rock star misplaces item and has yet to recover it. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Well done.
That's amazing.
I was like, okay, good. Great.
Sure, we're making this up as we go along. It's only Monday. This isn't going to hit its stride till at least Wednesday evening, Mary.
Okay, so I'm the guinea pig in this one.
And tomorrow's would be as well. Come here, we've got for you then. You've won the prize. Behind the scenes tour, the Middleton Distillery Experience, lunch and the €500 gift card. Well done, madam. You're
amazing. Thanks so much. That's fab.
Thank you so much for playing. Thanks for taking the call.
What? Oh, yeah. I love the show. Thank you so much.
that sense of obligation. I love that. But it is Monday. Cheers, Mary. Have a lovely week. Destiny's Child, Bootylicious on Today FM. Elaine texted, she says, lads, I think you should have distilled that segment down. It was a bit long. The absolute cheek of you, Elaine.
It's a work in progress, Elaine.
How dare you?
I don't need that at the end of the show. I don't need that. For my self-esteem.
Elaine, we don't need your negativity on a Monday.
Troll.
Cheek of you. You're a troll. But you are. Back under your bridge, Elaine. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today.
No.
We didn't get to do Owen Ray Love the Show, where Virgin Media asked members of the public the burning question, which Showiga sister is the best in Owen Ray Love the Showiga?
You were great, Ray.
Thanks, Grania. We didn't get to do Showiga Me the Money, where Grania Showiga tells us about her new show, which is all about family finances and effective budgeting in Showiga Me the Money. And we didn't get to do As the Crow Flies.
This needs to happen.
As the Crow Flies, where Cork tunesmith Cian Ducrow gives us his top tips for air travel in an exciting new segment we're calling As the Crow Flies. He's live from the airport tomorrow afternoon, lads. Have yourself a lovely evening. Matt Cooper's on the way next.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2.